All right, a little taste of Rashi for the morning. The Torah says, "V'zeh davar shor tasa lehem lekadesh otam lechayin li lekach par echad ben bakar ve'elim shnayim tamimim." This is the korban that the kohanim have to bring during the Shavuot, after the Yemei Miluim, to help them become kohanim. This is lekadesh otam. So Rashi says, what do they bring? They bring a par echad ben bakar and elim shnayim tamimim. Rashi says, on par echad lechaper al ma'asa egal shehu par. Says the purpose of the par echad was to be mechaper for cheta egal that Bnei Yisrael had committed. There are a few questions one can ask on this Rashi. One is that it's a little bit anachronistic; they haven't done it yet. But this is of a piece of Rashi that Rashi says that this whole from Truma and Tetzave is all really given after Har Sinai, after the cheta egal, and the whole point of the Mishkan was lechaper al cheta egal. So that's not really a question. But the other questions that the Mefarshim asked, there are two questions. Number one, why is it a par specifically? After all, if it was an egel, then maybe they should bring an egel. Maybe they should bring a young calf. So for that, the Maharal gives a long explanation, basically saying that ultimately the reason why Bnei Yisrael did cheta egel was because they saw the shore on the Kisei HaKavod. So that was an adult one, but they didn't want to make an adult one, so they made a baby one, because they wanted to make a smaller version, like an earthly version of that. And so, but ultimately, the point was to do it from the family of par. So there's no problem bringing a par. I just thought it was interesting the Maharal should go this way because, after all, Para Aduma, Rashi says the same thing, that it was the Chaper Al Cheta Egel that caused death to come into the world. And he says, yeah, the mother cow comes along to fix the problems of the baby cow. That's another question that they ask over here. The last question, the Mizrahi, he asks, I don't understand. Normally we say, En Kategor Nasa Sanegor. You're not supposed to remind yourself of the Cheta Egel. This is why we don't blow the shofar from a para. And lots of reasons that we don't do things in the Beit HaMikdash that remind Hashem of the Cheta Egel. So why are we all of a sudden trying to remind Hashem of Cheta Egel? So the Mizrahi, his answer is, yeah, because this is outside and that's inside, which is actually a distinction that the Gemara makes in terms of Shofar. The Gemara actually says, yeah, Shofar is ki'ilu pnimi. It's not like a chitzon. So you're not allowed to do anything inside the Kodesh that's going to remind Hashem of the Cheta Egel. But here, you're doing it outside the Kodesh. You're doing it on the Mizbech outside. The Maharal, he gives a different answer. He says, yeah, in kategor nasa sanegor, when you're trying to be mechaper for another sin, when you're trying to do something else, you really shouldn't remind Hashem of the cheta egel. But here, the Kohanim are trying to be mechaper for cheta egel. So of course they're going to do something that reminds Hashem of the egel itself. That's the whole point. When you're doing tshuva for something, you can't not mention the thing that you're doing the tshuva for.